What's up, you big, bold, beautiful bastards? Welcome to the Basement Hangout, coming to you from somewhere in American suburbia. My name is Chad, and with me, as always, is Bob.
And I just wanted to say, rest in peace, Minister Shinzo Abe, assassinated in Japan. That's really messed up.
I wanted to let you know that is Shinzo Abe.
You bastard! That's, you know, potato potato song. When I read it, I say Abe.
Okay, well, that's fine. You can say whatever you want.
Dumbass motherfucker.
And have you seen the video? You saw the video of the assassination or not?
No, I have not.
I have.
And?
It's not super, what they showed on the news is not super gruesome, but I think his detail security team messed it up.
Basically. Is that right?
Yeah.
So is that what you're hearing? I haven't seen anything about it other than the assassination.
So there's a guy that has a show. He's former Secret Service, and he had another Secret Service guy, active Secret Service for Biden on.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying their whole career, they protect their, what do you call the person they're protecting? Asset?
The protectee.
Or whatever, the protectee.
Yeah.
Their whole career, they protect the six of the protectee.
Which means the back.
The side. Back. Yeah. And that's, no one was looking at the back. And then they showed an assassination in public in Israel from like 1997. Same shit happened. The security detail didn't protect the fucking back.
Who were they protecting in that one?
I can't remember. They were showing like assassination videos. I had to turn it off because the kids were in the room.
Yeah.
But they weren't gruesome to where they weren't like kind of paying attention. It was on like cable news, like
right.
CNN or whatever the hell. But their whole point was both the guys said, this would never happen in the United States Secret Service because you were always, most of the protection is on the back.
I mean, I would think you'd have to have it, you know, in every direction.
It's 360.
Yeah.
But they say that, so because of the people in the area they have, like snipers or whatever the hell, most of the people up close are looking behind the person for some reason.
But the other thing is, I was thinking that in Japan, they have very little violence.
Yeah, I was and shocked to see that.
Maybe they're just so used to not having to deal with anything that the security detail just gets lax.
Right. It's been like 100 years, or not 100 years, but you know, I don't know how many years, but.
Since we dropped the bomb. Sorry about that.
Hiroshima.
We do apologize.
But the one guy was like, my whole career, I've been walking backwards. Like say I'm facing you, you're the asset or the target or the protectee. I'm facing you face to face, walking backwards, looking behind you to make sure nothing's fucking going on. So his whole career, Secret Service, all he does is walk backwards.
Oh, wow.
So his backwards muscles are strong.
But then there's got to be somebody behind him making sure he doesn't trip over something.
Yeah, it's just this. He probably had this guy on because he knows Secret Service, that this is the one guy who protects the six or like manages the people who protect the back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it was like a, you know, 5-minute thing of me watching the news, but that's what I got from it. And they kept showing the video where the guy shot him.
So did you read what the purpose of this was?
No.
Like what the assassin's purpose was?
I looked it up and it was all in Japanese. So I couldn't tell. I have no clue.
I'm not even sure.
Because he wasn't going to run again, right? He was the prior.
Yeah, he's ex. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it was. It sounds like the guy was just a little nuts. But I did see a video. I don't have it here, unfortunately. But I did see a video of a Chinese nightclub where people are dancing and stuff, and they were playing on the very large video screen behind the DJ.
The assassination?
It showed like basically Shinzo Abe assassinated, and everybody was cheering and happy and dancing to it and like all celebratory.
Also, there's something there that we don't know about, I guess, because we're dumb Americans.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I do know that, you know, the Japanese dominated the Chinese for a while.
Okay. So,
you know, back in the day.
Right.
And of course, the Japanese were part of the Axis of Evil. Well, we didn't call it that. It was just the Axis powers back during World War II. So the Chinese apparently have a bone to pick. But I was reading something about how Chinese propaganda is anti-Japanese because the Japanese don't want China to take Taiwan back over. So whatever, it's all messed up. I've never seen people dancing to the assassination of another country's president before. I found that to be quite odd. But the other piece of news, well, another piece of news that obviously is in the forefront is this shooting that occurred on July 4. We talked about it a little bit in the bonus episode.
Right.
And I was not very
learned
on the subject. I did some learning between then and now because we were supposed to have a Sasquatch experiencer on and he didn't show up.
Yeah, he ghosted us.
He ghosted us. He didn't even give an explanation. I think he heard Kaiser's
Penny story.
Epic story about Penny and decided maybe he couldn't live up to it and that's why he didn't show up. That's all I can think of.
So yeah, I say story because that's what he had said with this.
We really mean experience.
Yeah, it's got to be experience. I don't know why they kept saying story.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I had sent you a picture. I found a 1978 quarter beside a 2020 quarter.
Yeah.
And I thought I was being contacted, but I wasn't. Because that's like, let's see, you know.
Yeah, that's not.
I was like, yeah, but I was like, that's 42 years difference in there in my pocket. That's strange.
You need 1990 and 2000.
No, but I'm saying maybe this could
wait. 1980 and 2000.
Yeah, but this is going to be a new contact for myself personally. So I was like 42 years apart quarters. That's,
okay.
And I don't want pennies. I want like the highest, I guess half dollar.
You know what would be awesome is you find a ghost, at least Benjamin's around everywhere for you.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Every time you contact me, I will leave you $200. I'll be on that Ouija board all day long.
Yeah, they wouldn't be in a drawer.
So obviously, that shooting that occurred, what was the guy's name? Crimo?
In Illinois?
Yeah, on the 4th of July. So I didn't realize that he was considered to be a local rapper.
Yeah.
Police have arrested a local rapper in connection to the horrific mass shooting. That's from an article in the first one day of the incident. So right. He was already kind of known as a local rapper.
Yeah. Remember I had mentioned that, you bastard.
Yeah, but that was like a week after or something, wasn't it?
Well, it's the same dude. He got arrested.
Yeah. No, I know.
So you're saying hours after the shooting, they arrested a local rapper.
Yeah.
It was announced in this. Okay.
So about 15 minutes into the event, a man began firing from a rooftop at people enjoying the parade in Highland Park, a wealthy Chicago area suburb. 30 people shot and 6 people killed. His name was Robert Crimo, C-R-I-M-O. Is it Crimo? I don't watch the news, so I don't know how they're pronouncing it.
Crimo.
Crimo.
I don't know.
There you go. That's perfect.
Potato, bitch. I have no clue.
So police released an image of Crimo, as I'm going to call him from now on, and his social media accounts were quickly discovered. So first of all, let me show you this picture of him. Have you seen the picture?
I've seen the picture. He looks like he's in jail already.
Yeah, but I mean, if you could, in your mind, conceive of a fucked up young guy who's going to go shoot people, you might come up with this.
He looks like someone we'd find in the Kentucky backwoods.
Yeah, that is true.
But that'd be super nice if he was in the backwoods.
Yeah, so super nice.
Maybe the city ruined
They wouldn't him. Be thinking of shooting people. They'd
no.
Be, yeah, exactly.
Giving us deer antlers.
Yeah.
Shit.
Or trying to offer you like, you know, wild hog jerky,
mm-hmm.
which would be super nice. So yeah.
That is a massive rose tattoo on the neck.
And he's got a tattoo on his face even.
Yeah.
I don't know what it
it's
is.
It's all blurry.
Because it's a very blurry photo.
Because he did it himself.
And I shouldn't have to say this, but I will anyway. All these images and whatever will be. I don't know, actually. Should we post these in the show notes? Should we be.
You mean to not glorify him?
Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't.
I think his picture doesn't.
No, but if he were to just see himself all over the web, he might be happy about it, right?
Yeah, and you've always said you don't want to glorify these idiots.
Yeah, so maybe we shouldn't post this in the show notes. Never mind. You will not see this in the show notes. You just have to take our word for it.
Google it, you bastards.
So the thing is, have you read anything about how fucked up his upbringing was?
No.
I mean, it's kind of, I don't know if I want to say it's not surprising how you would turn out, but anyway, his social media accounts were quickly discovered, including multiple posts of him rapping under the name Awake the Rapper. That was his name, Awake. I kind of like the name, to be honest.
Or Awaki. I don't know. Potato, potato.
I like that even better. He doesn't look like Awaki, but that's fine. Some of his songs have had millions of plays on Spotify.
Damn. Oh, so he
can you believe? And that's even prior to this.
I did not know that.
Several of the music videos featuring Crymo contained references to mass shootings, including crude drawings showing a figure shooting people. In one video, he cryptically references an action he will take, but that he has no control over. I'm not even sure what that means. But here's one of his crude drawings. As you can see, you've got a mass shooter with an AR-style rifle laying in the street.
So you're saying mass shooter, but it's a dude with a gun who has a gun.
Well, clearly that's what he meant.
In his own puddle of blood.
And he's been shot by the cops who are all around.
Or that could be, you know, suicide
by cop. But he's got you can see the AR rifle right there laying underneath him. He clearly had this in his mind for a while.
And as I said in the bonus episode, what's crazy is his family said he was very quiet, never showed violent anything tendencies.
I'm not sure that they're telling the whole truth though.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. So let me tell you some of the stuff from the Chicago Sun-Times. He grew up in a home where his parents regularly called the police on each other. And his mother once left him unattended in a car on a hot August day before the age of 2.
And the police found it.
So he dropped out of Highland Park High School before his junior year. I don't know if you knew that. And then according to a classmate, when he left Highland Park School, he left everyone's radar. The red flags that he was posting on social media went unnoticed because he wasn't connected to anybody at the school. He was just a complete loner. So nobody was looking at his social media shit.
Right.
To even figure out like, hey, this guy's a real threat. His appearance, also made him stand out. The police said he's 5'11 and 120 pounds. Jesus, dude.
Because he can't get food or what?
I don't fucking know, man. His videos and photos, including the police mugshot taken after his arrest, show tattoos on his face and neck, as we just saw. Called on a regular basis to the family's home regarding trouble between his parents, who called the police on one another. Officers took note of Crymo, describing him in their reports as having suicidal thoughts, threatening to kill his family, and to, quote, kill everybody.
The signs were there. Good Lord.
Yeah. In 2002, when he wasn't yet 2 years old, as I mentioned, his mother left him unattended in a car with the windows rolled up on a hot August day for almost half an hour in a parking lot in Highland Park. She pleaded guilty to a charge of child endangerment and was ordered to undergo an evaluation at the Child Advocacy Center.
So with the car off, obviously?
Yeah. Car off.
I'm sure that...
Windows rolled up.
Mess up.
That might have fucked him up.
Yeah.
I mean...
Wait, and we talked about that the dad had gotten him guns when he wasn't of age?
Yeah.
So what the fuck if you have a child, you know, saying he's going to... kill everybody. Why the hell would you give him a gun?
Exactly.
Or is that what gave him the power to do so or speak confidently about it?
The mother couldn't be reached, nor could Crymo's father, Robert Crymo Jr., who owned the now closed Bob's Pantry and Deli in Highland Park and once ran for mayor in the suburb.
I didn't want my my company announced.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's interesting. His dad ran for mayor.
Yeah.
Like, fuck all this, I'm going to do it myself type mentality.
So, but listen to this. Police officers visited the Crymo's Highland Park home nearly 20 times between 2009 and 2014.
And it's the family calling on each other.
Yeah.
That's never good.
No, definitely not. 9 calls involved reports of domestic violence, though no arrests were ever made. According to somebody who worked at his school, Bobby was in my Nerf football program. and maybe a couple of others, he and his brother were average athletes and didn't cause a lot of trouble. What stood out is that almost every day after practice ended, those kids were the last ones waiting for their parents to pick them up. Mm. It was a problem because school faculty couldn't go home until the kids were picked up.
Damn.
So start with him being left in a car when he was just under two in August heat, and now move forward to him in high school, and he's not getting picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And every he's time. Sitting there every time. So you can see how the mental disturbance.
Yeah. Yeah.
It all goes back to your parents at some point. In April 2019, when Kraima was 18, Highland Park police officers were called to the family's home after a call that he'd, quote, attempted to commit suicide with a machete.
Oh, what, like fall under the sword?
It doesn't go into details, so I don't know. In Jesus. September, and this is where it gets fucked up, though. In September 2019, the police said they were called back to the home after Kraima threatened to, quote, kill everyone. The police confiscated a 12-inch dagger, a 24-inch samurai blade, and a box of 16 hand knives. 16. But they returned them to Kraima's father, who said he told them they were his.
So he's like covering.
Yeah. The officers filed a clear and present danger report with the Illinois State Police, which police and teachers are required to do when they think someone poses a threat to the public. Months later, Kraima's father signed a consent form that his underage son needed to get a state firearm owner's identification card that would lawfully allow him to buy guns.
Yeah, what the hell was he thinking?
In January 2020, the state police approved allowing him to get the card. Even though...
The police reported it could be...
They put him in danger, like, clear and present danger. So what the fuck's up with that shit?
Yeah, that's odd.
The following month, February 2020, using the Highwood address of the home where he was then living, he went to a Chicago area gun store and bought the Smith & Wesson M&P-15 semi-automatic rifle that the police say was used in the 4th of July massacre. He also bought four other weapons, a Remington 700 bolt-action rifle, a foldable Kel-Tac sub-2000 rifle, a shotgun, and a Glock handgun. I mean...
So I know after the initial shooting at the parade, he was going to go to Wisconsin, I think. And mm-hmm. do more shootings, he admitted to the police.
Oh, really? I haven't heard that.
But for some reason, he didn't. Or he got caught on the way. I don't know.
Kraima's father provided the parental signature that his son needed to buy the military-style rifle, but was quoted in an interview saying he bears zero responsibility for the Highland Park 4th of July shootings, which the son has now confessed to.
It's horrible.
Here's another picture of him. Remember I was telling you there was a debate about whether he was an extreme leftist?
Yeah, we didn't know what.
Or
yeah.
a Trump supporter? So I did find these images. This is him apparently wearing a Trump flag as a cape. I don't know what he's trying to do. I'm not even sure which social media system this is, but apparently his name is awake.rip.
Mm.
So that's, and there's a trash bag covering the American flag behind him, and he's stepping onto a chair wearing a Trump flag as like a cape, almost like he wants to be a superhero
with Apple headphones on.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then this is him dressed up as Waldo from Where's Waldo at a Trump rally. And I'm not blaming this on Trump. I'm just saying in the debate that immediately takes over because everybody's partisan.
Right.
Is he leftist or rightist or whatever? It does seem like maybe he was a Trump supporter, but that doesn't mean that's the reason for him going nuts, obviously.
Yeah.
And then this is interesting, I thought. His uncle was interviewed. And I'm not gonna give you any my judgment. I'm just gonna let you listen and tell me what you think.
His father did have a closer relationship with his son. And he signed that card vouching for him in order for him to be able to purchase firearms. Do you think he should have signed that card?
Right. I support him 100%. I mean, I think he did the right thing, but you gotta look at it. I think the laws gotta be tightened up. If somebody has a life threat, if somebody's suicidal, or if someone's under depression by doctor, the state should see that and not give the person a FOIA card. I mean, and he passed four background checks. Four background checks were overpassed. So they see him fit. I mean, there's no, if he was unfit and they would have saw him unfit, then he would never, this would never have got the FOIA card. Mm.
So you may.
What say you?
Like, yeah, he signed it. I supported it and they didn't stop it.
He said he supported his brother 1,000%.
Yeah.
To sign the ability for his son to get the rifle.
I don't know if he's trying to protect his brother legally now after the fact, like blame it on the law, but.
But why? Also, why is he not able to speak?
I don't know.
It honestly makes me wonder if the whole family has like an issue.
Maybe.
Am I wrong for pointing that out?
No, and you know, it's possible.
Yeah, well.
Anything's possible. Yeah, and why would you say you, well, I don't, yeah, he's, like you said, he might be trying to protect his brother. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he must be, right? Which, can't fault him for, I guess. But I mean, the bottom line is the dad should not have signed that thing for him to get that rifle.
If your son, if you're calling the police on your son or vice versa, and they're going to like, they're saying they're going to kill everyone and the family or.
Yeah. So moving on.
So I have an update from Maria. Okay. Thank you, Maria, again.
Yes.
For your speediness.
Good job.
So in reference to the former prime minister, Abe.
Okay.
Abe. So this is an article she just sent me. It says, China's internet expresses glee at Abe's assassination. And I guess the reason is because Abe pioneered a foreign policy geared to countering the expansion of China's growing economic, diplomatic, and military footprint in the Indo-Pacific that infuriated Beijing. Okay. So China, I guess, hated him because of that.
So the Chinese people are not that deep into these goddamn politics. So it's the Chinese Red Army government.
Yes.
Making sure that the people are celebrating his death, right? It's got to be.
I'm sure that DJ was from the government.
Or he was given orders.
Yeah, who knows?
That's what I would assume. So that's a good pull.
Now, the guy who assassinated him is giving no motive. According to this article, which is dated yesterday at 4:55 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Maybe he was activated.
Maybe. And what's that called?
Oh, I forgot.
Munchausen? No. That's not that. That's when you're kidnapped and fall in love with your kidnapper.
There's a whole movie about
Munchausen by proxy.
Oh, Manchurian Candidate.
Yes. Yeah. See, I was sort of similar near it, but no.
Close enough.
Denzel Washington was in that movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Manchurian Candidate.
So next topic is COVID. You are welcome. I know you've been desperate.
I mean, I have the antibodies now.
To talk about recently. The COVID, but.
Kung flu.
So apparently it's surging hardcore.
It is surging, yeah.
So the reason why we had to do a remote cast recently was because my wife had it. She is now testing negative and we're all good to go. But they're saying that this BA.5. Los Angeles could reinstate
mask
mandates.
What?
Yeah, right? Isn't that fucked?
You would think maybe in like Oregon or something, not LA, but maybe because of the movies.
I don't know, man, but I'm like, I can't imagine mask mandates being reinstated again.
So you said BA.5?
BA.5 is
what. So is there going to be a BA.1.0 that's going to like kill us all?
Yeah. I don't know.
Why'd they go to 0.5, not 1, 2, 3, 0?
Yeah, I don't know. Here. Why the BA.5 COVID variant is the most dangerous yet?
What? That's a fucking BS headline to get to click on.
But
hospitalizations are not up. Obviously, we'd be seeing it and people aren't dying, right?
Well, okay, let's listen to this. The latest subvariant of the novel coronavirus to become dominant in Europe, the United States, and other places is also in many ways the worst yet. The BA.5 subvariant of the basic Omicron variant.
So this Omicron is spelled with an A?
No.
It's an O.
No, oh yeah, so Omicron.
Oh, I thought you said BA, BM.
BA.5, the subvariant of the Omicron variant.
So this is
a branching of Omicron. Appears to be more contagious than any previous form of the virus yet. It's apparently better at dodging our antibodies, meaning it might be able to cause breakthrough and repeat infections more so than any other strain to date. Vaccines and boosters are still the best defense, quote. There are even Omicron-specific booster jabs in development that in coming months could make the best vaccines more effective against BA.5.
Jabs.
High levels of least partial immunity from vaccines and past infections continue to prevent the worst outcomes, which is, as you mentioned, mass hospitalization and death.
So is that occurring?
Apparently, because people have been vaccinated, like we've always said, that now when you get it, it's not as severe.
But like Omicron was putting like 30, 40-year-olds unvaxxed down.
Yeah.
Dr. X told me.
So now, apparently, because everybody's, or a lot of people have been vaccinated, it's helping in that respect. We're not getting the massive, you know, trucks, freezer trucks filled with bodies.
So are unvaxxed dying?
I don't know.
Are you going to get the booster jab for the BA.5?
I don't think so, to be honest. Yeah, I'm not sure. Globally, raw case numbers are surging with serious implications for potentially millions of people who face a growing risk of long-term illness.
From so BA.5?
So that's the thing, right? It's not just that you're going to get it and because you've been vaccinated in the past or you've had it in the past that you're just going to get over it and be fine. And it's like a small flu. Which
so
is
it's what, lingering.
But if you're one of those unfortunate few who gets long COVID.
Right.
Which means 3 months from now, you still can't walk half a mile without being completely out of breath.
Because your lungs are all fucked.
I guess so. Equally worrying, the latest wave of infections is giving the coronavirus the time and space it needs to mutate into even more dangerous variants and subvariants. Quote, the development of variants is now a freight train. Erwin Redlener, the founder and director of Columbia University's National Center for Disease Preparedness, told the Daily Beast. So, and this is one of the things here, you know, all the people who didn't get vaxxed and are fine and haven't had the thing.
Right.
But they're also the ones that are allowing
this shit to mutate.
The shit to mutate because it's infecting them and then it's mutating and it's just staying around and around and around. And so it might get harder and harder to fight.
Just to be a devil's advocate, could this be the global world government trying to get everyone this fucking jab of poison? They're saying that the unvaxxed are the ones spreading it, letting it more mutate.
Well, let's ask Alex Jones.
Alex, thank you.
I think that's his way of saying yes.
Thank you, Alex, for making time on this special event.
In late June, BA.5 became dominant in the U.S. Cases haven't increased yet. The daily average has hovered around 100,000. 100,000 per day?
Infected.
That's a lot, isn't
it? So, so what was the COVID in the high-ass shit?
Like, I don't remember.
300,000 a day or something, but people were getting hospitalized. That was the whole issue. Yeah. So if you tell me you're getting, you know, a hard cold.
Right.
100,000 people, it doesn't fucking matter.
But, yeah, I agree with that.
But if that's going to then mutate into a fucking freight train,
yeah,
it's going to kill us all. I mean, what the fuck?
But that could change in coming weeks as BA.5 continues to outcompete less transmissible subvariants. BA.5's widespread mutations made the variant less recognizable to all those antibodies that we've built up from the vaccines, boosters, and past infections. So this is my wife's third time.
Third? I thought it was the second.
No, this is her third.
Yeah.
Damn. And so, then how was it for her?
It was like a cold. She's fine. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, that's part of the point.
That's what I'm saying. They're saying these can trick your antibodies to then spread inside your body and not get attacked by your white blood cells or whatever the hell.
Well, they're just saying that they don't recognize it as something that they have immunity to already. They can't fight it like they could previous version.
Just stop everything.
Because it's changed enough.
But so everyone who's vaxxed or have antibodies.
Yeah.
You still get COVID. You just don't have the impact on your body, right?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, so they always say, people complain like here in Kentucky, oh, everyone's still getting it. The vaccination did nothing.
Right.
But really, you still get it. It's just not as bad of a
correct
sickness.
Well, that's what we hear. I don't know. What's the truth? I don't know what the truth is. You tell me.
Governor of Kentucky, call in, please. Thank you.
BA.5 has been able to slip past our immune systems ninja style, contributing to the rising rate of breakthrough cases and reinfections.
Your wife's had it three times.
Yes.
So you've had it once?
I've had it once, yeah.
Do you think it's lingering in your body right now, mutating? Since you're unvaxxed.
I am vaxxed and it might still be doing that.
So how messed up would it be if, like, from Wuhan, another variant comes out that like starts killing everyone? Even so, they figured, you know, the doctors all figured out how to like sort of stop it, herd immunity, BS, blah, blah, blah.
Are you asking me how fucked up that would be?
And then some new shit comes out where like everything we learned about it's different and it fucks everyone up.
The answer is that would be really fucked up.
Damn it.
Let's take a break, man. I got to piss like a racehorse.
Do it, son.
A Russian racehorse.
Why Russian, dude? My racehorse is Ukrainian, you idiot. Okay,
mine's American. So what are your words of wisdom?
My words of wisdom, I don't have one off the tip of my tongue. Do you have one?
No.
I'm thinking that I don't have one right now. Let me think. Hold on.
This would be our first time with nothing.
I had something good earlier today, and now I can't remember what it is. I want to go ahead and pump what I was telling you about today, the mojo, M-O-J-O.
Okay, I like that.
It's a marinade for all meats. It's Hispanic, but it's amazing.
Yeah.
So I haven't had it for years. I bought a gallon of it at the Spanish butcher.
Yeah.
And I haven't put anything in it. But as I saw you marinate those fat ass ribeyes today.
Yes.
I was like, it was reminding me of the mojo. So I want to experience it with you and let you see what you think.
I'm going to follow suit and say my words of wisdom are to go online and purchase Slap Yo Daddy beef rib. Beef rub.
Spelled just as it's fucking said. Yo, daddy.
I don't know the guy's name, but he's a champion barbecuer, brisket guy. He's got his own rub called Slap Yo Daddy, and it tastes really money.
So hold on. Pinch the turtle coming out of your penis.
I can only pinch so much.
So I want to know just real quick, how many days have you used your pellet smoker in a row? Like 30?
No.
21?
I've used it, I would say, I've had it for 2 weeks. I've probably used it.
It's only been 2 weeks, dude.
Yeah.
I have like 1,000 pictures of meat coming off that fucking grill. So that's amazing.
2 weeks. I probably used it 14 days. I probably used it 10 out of 14 days.
Only 10? Are you sure? Yeah,
I'm positive.
Okay.
The thing is, money is
it
shit.
It seems money.
Weber smoke and smoke fire. Smoke Weber smoke fire.
Fire.
And we are back, you big, bold, beautiful bastards.
Carnivore motherfuckers.
So
my theory why you didn't get the vid from your wife, because she's had it three times. You had it once like a year ago. Is it a year?
Yeah, about a year.
So they say your antibodies are good for like 6 months is because you've been smoking so much meats on your fucking pellet grill.
And also drinking lots of Vizzy, which is an antioxidant.
That's true. That is true.
That's the real reason.
Can I pass you a seltzer, sir?
Yes, you can.
I have something just called lemon. I think it's truly.
That's what it's called.
I think it just says lemon on it.
Okay, yeah. I like that.
So I just want to, you know. Yes, it just says lemon, hard seltzer, truly.
I'm good with that. Lemon flavor.
So go ahead and just give that taste test.
All right. Oh, that's a good sound. Quite good.
Is it? What's it taste like? Lemon or lemonade or what?
Just lemon. Or it's good. It's better. Lemonade's too sweet. Not. It's still sweet, but it's not as sweet as like lemonade.
So you like that?
I do, actually. As a matter of fact,
that's a truly lemon, and I think that must be a new flavor.
I'm liking that a lot, actually. Very refreshing.
I knew you would.
So, have you been following the James Webb Telescope stuff?
Mm-mm.
No.
The shit I sent. Did I send you that?
No. What?
I actually sent you a TikTok of a dude talking about how we're about to get a response from some shit we like sent out like 10 years ago.
Oh, no, it's not that.
Did you watch it?
No.
Yeah, I know, because you just replied, ha ha, which means you didn't watch it, you bitch.
No, I probably did.
So what's the James Webb?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Oh, no.
Maybe I did watch.
Yeah, what's the James Webb show? I don't know.
So, you know, the best telescope we've had in all this time, sending us pictures of the universe. I can't remember what it's called now. Totally forgot.
James Webb Telescope?
No, that just was launched.
Oh.
Let's see. Images. Let's Google this.
This is the shit I sent you, yeah. This shit's going to come back with something soon.
No.
Like, the farthest picture of our galaxy ever.
Okay, yeah, that's the James Webb Telescope.
Okay, yeah. This is what I was telling you.
Okay, you were saying they were sending it out with sounds and shit.
No. That was some other shit. That was like in like four podcasts ago.
You idiot!
No, so some news.
I'm going to isolate that like a motherfucker.
Did you isolate Kaiser last week? Because his shit was pretty funny.
I can go back and isolate that.
You should.
Anytime.
You need to. We need to have like on our sub ones when we hang out with them.
Which ones do you want isolated?
I'll tell you because I was kept. I'd have like four for each of them. Like that's super money.
So the James Webb Telescope is the one that they've been working on for 20 years. They sent it out not too long ago. And it's just now starting to get back. Yes. Images. Okay.
Yes. I did see this.
The images are going to be the furthest ever we've been able to see into our own universe.
Right.
So you haven't seen any of the imagery?
I saw an image that was not real from the telescope. It was like a supposed image. So no.
Well, it's real. Here's an image.
Yeah. So I saw this one. It looks like a bunch of shiny gold.
So that's real.
Dust particles. That is real?
Yeah, that's real. That's the telescope basically using only the infrared spectrum, if I remember correctly.
Okay, that's why it looks all crazy.
And aligning all of its optics.
This looks like when I use lump charcoal and a huge-ass spark like flies up and there's a bunch of shiny sparks. That's what that looks like.
Yeah, but it's absolutely real.
So what's Earth?
No. This is looking outward, dude. This isn't looking at Earth. Here's another one.
I thought we were going to get a picture looking in.
No, we will. These are just the alignment. This is just alignment. At this point, all they're doing is aligning their optics, and they've released those as kind of teasers.
Oh, okay. So
the full color imagery
is gonna be all fucked.
Comes back on Tuesday at 10 a.m.
So we'll have it for the next podcast.
Yes. This
so
Tuesday.
How fucked up are you going to feel if it's like a huge ass like Jesus eyeball?
That would be awesome.
Then what would you believe?
That Jesus is real.
I mean, who says it's Jesus, though? I just said Jesus because that's my faith.
The thing about it is that the scientists from NASA who have seen the images already ahead of time.
Yeah.
Have described it as absolutely jaw-dropping and even life-changing.
Why life-changing? Because we look like a little anthill, like little pebbles.
I don't know. One guy said that he was brought to tears when he saw it. So doesn't that make you super curious?
No, yeah. I want to see. This is what I sent you, you bitch, and you never watched it.
Well, I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about.
You have COVID, don't you? Why are we in the same room? So what's crazy is behind Chad's body on the wall is a picture of Earth from the moon. Okay, and today for the first time, Chad, if you look at that center upper thing, look to the left in the middle. There's a man's face in the cloud. I think it's the devil. See it?
I don't see that.
You bitch. To the left of fucking Africa.
I see the left. Oh, I see it right there.
Yeah, dude. What the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Did you plant that? Is that
Dolly
a demonic?
Put it there.
Seriously, I've never noticed it before.
I think Dolly and Preston put it there.
So if you were to see this image for the first time from the moon to
Earth. But that doesn't have to be the devil. It's just a man with a stash.
That's devil. If you were looking from the moon, if I saw this picture, for example, because this is like a mind-blowing picture, first picture from the moon to Earth. That's pretty crazy. If I've never seen Earth before. So if we're going to see this for the first time and people are saying.
You realize that that's not real. Though.
That is real. What is that?
I think that's an artist rendition, dude.
This one brought me to tears, so I'm sure on Tuesday, I'll be brought to teal.
Yeah.
That's an artist rendition?
I believe so, yeah. So I'm very much looking forward to that. Tuesday at 10, they release those images.
So is that NASA releasing it?
Yeah.
I know it is. It's what I sent you. You idiot.
I don't read that shit. TikTok? I mean, how the fuck are they going to explain that shit in 30 seconds?
Dude, everyone's using TikTok. No. They have like 3-minute videos now, man. Everyone's using TikTok.
Well, why is the Basement Hangout not on TikTok?
We got to get on it.
We are on it, but we have four videos.
That's okay. That's okay.
I mean, we don't produce video content. We produce audio content.
True. So the same stuff we put on YouTube, we could put on TikTok, actually.
Yeah, but those are like 2-hour. So those are entire episodes.
It's got to be clips, like 3-minute clips. I think they moved it from 30 seconds to 3 minutes now.
Well, that's the thing. You got to choose the clips and then you got to edit them.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. My point is there is real shit on TikTok, son.
Yeah.
I put Dawn dish soap in every washer load I do now for my clothes. And it gets your whites fucking white as shit.
Why is that not your words of wisdom?
I guess it should be.
Yeah.
I had my own brother was like, how the fuck do you still have that white hat? And it's like white since the day I bought it. Is it because of Dawn dish soap?
Damn.
Super money. So I put in every load. I will say that it does almost offset, you know, like softener or the shit you put in to make it smell good, like Downy. You put the soap and then the fucking, what's the other shit called?
Fabric softener.
That's really just like wax. You're coating your clothes in wax. It smells good. So it kind of offsets your softener. So towels come out a little bit more crisp. With not as much of a soft feel.
Okay.
But it gets them white as fuck. So you could, if you really give a shit about that.
What about color? What if you have color clothes in there?
I put it in everything. No, you can't mix whites and colors, you idiot.
Well, what happens if you do?
That you're fucking white.
What does the Dawn do?
I don't know. I don't do that. Never heal. No, your whites turn gray if you do that, especially with hot water.
I do like gray.
Light gray. My white's assed out. Remember seeing like old whitey tighties that look a little bit of gray, not white anymore? That's because you mix them with color.
All my underwear, blue, red, and purple.
Whitey tighties. Blue, red, purple, like tight white, like the old tight, like for the lips. Your son told
only
me.
On I the know.
So my son actually has been, for some reason, didn't want new underwear for years. And he's finally like, Daddy, I've been using the same underwear since like first grade. He's in sixth grade. And I'm like, why? Like, why didn't you tell
it's
me?
Not
like,
fucking tight as shit.
He's like, it's super tight. Like, what the fuck, dude? So like,
his balls are like, please help me.
His balls are hanging on the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway.
No, they're the opposite of hanging on the floor.
They're hanging on the floor because their
balls are hanging on the floor.
They're being squeezed out of the leg. It's so tight.
Oh, juicy.
So I'm going my number one underwear brand, Reebok.
Is that right?
That's where I'm at. Reebok.
Are you serious?
From Sam's Club, dude. It's $4 for 3 pairs.
Mm.
That don't sound right. Something like, no. I think each pair is like $3. So $12 for 4 pairs. Super money. So Dr. X goes with Kirkland brand. It's like cotton blend. They're super hot. Reebok. Not like moisture
super
wicking.
Super hot like money hot.
Nah, super hot like you have swamp ass. Know what I mean?
I'm on the Adidas right now.
Please, it's Adidas.
Oh, yes. Adidas.
So
athletic underwear.
Moisture wicking.
Yes, fabric. Puts all the moisture right on my balls.
Yeah, so what are those? Like $5 a pair, $8 a pair? Who knows? Adidas.
I only buy them on sale, but they're not that cheap.
Where on sale?
Usually Kohl's.
Yeah, Kohl's is... You like Kohl's. I fucking never... I've been to Kohl's for years.
I used to like Kohl's.
Now you hate it?
Recently, they've gone to shit.
Because they got rid of your Adidas underwear?
I don't know what's going on. I think they're trying to go out of business. I think they're trying to put themselves out of business.
Into bankruptcy?
I think so.
So I used to go there and I would see like a $30 pair of shorts. That was the price. Take it to the register, like it would ring up like $14.
Yo, that's normal, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a gimmick, dude. That's no other store I've ever been to that happens. Everything I fucking bought was like half the price of what it was on tag.
Everything at Kohl's is always on sale, and then you get Kohl's cash when you buy it.
But you don't know until you ring it up?
No, usually you have a sign that tells you what it's on sale for, just like any other store. And then you get Kohl's cash. But yeah, the Kohl's cash you can't use till the next week.
Yeah.
So that's how they keep you coming back. But it's clearly not working. Because last time I went to Kohl's, they had no fucking selection whatsoever.
What were you looking for?
Just
underwear, or say it out loud.
No.
You were looking for Adidas.
I was looking
underwear.
For shirts and shorts, man. Oh, okay. Fucking summertime, you know?
Yeah.
But nada.
So when you went, were you with a female, your wife?
My wife was there. My kids
did she
were there.
Find shit?
She wasn't looking.
Well, that maybe they went heavy on stores do this all the time. They go heavy on the women's stuff, and then like men have like you can buy like a Swiss Army knife. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because if they went heavy on the women's, they're probably making more money.
So I went to the local mall, sort of local to us, about
with the PF Chang's.
No,
with the Cheesecake Factory.
No, the big time mall off the Beltway, major Beltway.
Yeah.
I went there last night because we went to go see Thor.
Oh yeah, how was Thor?
It was good. I mean,
did you like the first Thor?
No,
I didn't like the first Thor either. So I got to watch the second one.
I didn't like Thor. I think 1 or 2, but I did like him in the other Marvel movies.
I did too because he was like a drunk and
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
So that's what made me and they brought in the Guardians of the Galaxy, which I always like.
I like that.
So I went to go see this one.
That's like Groot and shit.
Yeah. Mm. And so it was funny, you know, very, very much. He's not a fat drunk anymore.
No, yeah, of course. You don't want to again.
He's more comedy than he was all serious in this first
two. So it's
two.
A good family movie.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
Your son said it was loved the it. Best Thor yet.
Kids loved it. Yeah.
So it was, did you do like D-Box or anything like that? Or
we did 3D.
So is that money or I haven't seen 3D movies.
It's okay. It wasn't made for 3D.
Yeah.
But the 3D was decent. Anyway, my point is I went to that super duper fancy mall for the first time in years. Mm-hmm. And it was jam packed.
Yeah. I've been eating there for lunch when I go.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. It's always fucking. It's like, so at noon, 1 p.m., it's super packed during the week. And I was like, where the fuck are these people coming from?
Yeah, man. So we walked around. And it's just like expensive ass clothes store.
Yeah. With people walking in and out with bags.
One after another.
But people are buying it.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why do you want that shit that cost $180 for a pair of shitty jeans, dude?
Yeah. And they do want it.
I'm like, whoa, is the economy crashing or not?
So I don't fucking think it really is.
It must not be.
Did you see the sushi place that has like a conveyor belt and shit?
Yes.
I always walk by that.
We
like,
almost
should
ate
I
there.
Eat there?
We almost ate there, but then I knew it was going to be like $15.
Yeah, it's going to be shit.
For every little piece of shit sushi, right?
Yeah, but it is impressive.
It is. Yeah, exactly.
So I can't wait till they have.
And then they have a what's that new electric car company?
Polestar?
No. It's way more fancy than Polestar.
And Tesla?
Way more fancy than Tesla.
I fucking don't name.
God damn it. How I'm getting all these names.
Ford? Because now I see every fucking car company has electric now. Volvo, Ford, Hyundai. Someone in my neighbor has a Hyundai electric car. It looks like fucking something from Back to the Future.
Yeah, but this one is like, it's called Lucid. Lucid Air.
Never seen it.
Their bottom of the line model is $98,000.
And is it just normal car? Like like a
no,
bus?
No. It ain't normal.
But that's, so they make bomb ass shit, but the bottom one's still bomb as hell, but it's expensive.
Fucking way expensive. And the top of the line one that they have goes 0 to 60 in like 2.1 seconds. and it's like $180,000.
So, but I
the entire front dash is nothing but goddamn screen.
Can you watch movie?
You can do that in my car if you, but you got to be stopped.
Yeah, I want to watch while it drives me.
They won't allow you to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you could hack it if you want to. You want to put in the time and effort and void your warranty.
Yeah, that's fine. I will do that to your car. The only time I need to go 0 to 60 in 2.1 seconds if I'm like leaving an explosion or whatever, dude.
So you remember I got pulled over for speeding?
I do.
So yesterday when I took the kids to the movie.
You're going all slow.
No. So what I did was, and because it's an electric car and it's fast, I can basically destroy anybody off
the line. It's super fucking fast, yeah.
I can destroy anybody. I don't care if you've got a 5.0.
It's ill.
Whatever the fuck. Tesla, you know, they'll probably beat me. One of the Model S's, that's fine. But everything else, I'll kill it.
So and, you fucking drag raced?
No. I was like, what'll happen is like Audis, like fancy Audis will pull up and they'll, you know, just do nothing.
Like rev their engine.
So the thing
like, because you can't do that.
I can't do that.
Yeah. Like, what a bitch.
So now instead of like hitting the gas and going and reaching like 90 miles an hour and like this, I hit the gas and I get to 50 and I let go.
So it's like a roller coaster.
I'm the fastest car to 50 on every stoplight.
And then you slow down because of your ticket.
Because of my ticket. So now the cop pulls me over. All he can say is, you're going too fast to get the, I'm like, well, I didn't exceed the speed limit.
No, they won't pull you over for that unless you're like swerving.
Right. So that's my new fun.
So your car is the first car I've ever felt like it was like a roller coaster, like where my head gets sucked back and like I can feel my ears like suck pinning back.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
But just do it on the back roads.
Goddamn, getting pulled over by the cops has ruined it a little bit.
Yeah, it does suck. Yeah. Well, I guess it could have been worse. You could have been going over 25 and get the reckless.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so.
Yeah.
But do it on the back roads, man. That's where you did it to me.
Well, but, you know, you never know when there's a cop sitting on the back roads.
Do you use Waze?
So their latest software update will include CarPlay, which means I can put Waze on the big screen.
Yeah, that'll help.
That'll be nice.
So you can put Waze in your fucking phone anyway, but.
True. All right, man. It's time to go. We got to cook steaks.
Okay, I have a words of wisdom, actually. It's another, I guess, advice. We're doing spices and.
Yes.
Shit like that. You pointed out to me that Pringles has a bunch of new flavors. Pringles for me have always been okay. I don't seek them out. They're not kettle. Kids love them. But I bought these fucking, what was the one I had you taste today?
Verde. It's something hot Verde.
Like, yeah, it says it's super hot, which normally that's BS for chips.
Right.
It's actually, I would say 75% of what I want it to be if I was going to buy a hot ass chip.
Yeah.
So don't rule out Pringles, try them again, get the new flavor if you like hot. And they have other shit, I guess.
Yeah.
You had mentioned.
Nice.
Like bitch ass flavor. You like that?
I do. My words of wisdom are, and you can call it a cop out. People call it a cop out. That's fine.
Your family member who came on.
That's fine. My sister. It doesn't matter. She wanted to hear something else, but it's important.
Okay.
There's a couple things you can do. If you've gotten this far, you are clearly a listener. You can hit that subscribe button. You can go to YouTube and find us there and hit that subscribe button. You can write a goddamn review in Apple Podcast, in Spotify. You can sign up for bonus content in Patreon or on Apple Podcasts because you know you love us.
That is true. And it should be more of a roast, I think, the review.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they're going to write a review. Yeah. We'd love to be roasted. So. Fucking light it up.
So put 5 stars there and then roast us. Tell us how shitty we are.
And we'll read it on air.
Yeah, we will read it on air, actually. That would be super funny. So with that, words of wisdom.
Out.
Peace out.